Hello, everybody. This is Christian from Sorcerer. You are listening to Sonic Perspectives.
Lovers, and welcome to another interview with Sonic Perspectives. My name is Samantha, and today I am joined by Christian, the guitarist of Swedish epic doom metal band Sorcerer. I'm going to take this opportunity to talk about their upcoming album and all things epic doom. I am so glad that you could join me here today, Christian, and I am hoping to get some insights on Lamenting of the Innocent, which would mark Sorcerer's third full-length album. So, I guess to start off, do you still feel like the label Epic Doom Metal fits the sound that you're going for, and especially in this latest album?
Well, we try to, of course, our base is Epic Doom. It's always been, but yeah, I think we're trying to expand a little bit upon that. I mean, because when I think of Epic Doom, I think of Calamas. Calamas is like, you know, the kings of Epic Doom. And I think we are sort of trying to move away from that influence, you know, in a way. We're trying to bring in some heavy metal influences, maybe, and maybe even some, I don't know, pop influences, whatever. But, you know, we all listen to a lot of different music, so we're not just stuck in the epic doom field, you know. So, but I would say we try to expand the sound out in every direction, you know.
If everyone does bring that different influence to the band from the different things they listen to, what influence do you think that you bring in terms of songwriting and your own personal listening?
Good question. I think I probably bring more contemporary influences into the band. I know the other guys, sometimes they reference, you know, Sabbath and Priest and little bit of the older bands. I like, you know, newer stuff, Gojira. I like, you know, there's so much new stuff that you can listen to. I mean, Catatonia, okay, they've been around for a long time, but I have no problem listening to newer stuff, you know. So, but also I like pop music, you know. I'm a huge fan of just good pop music, and it mostly that probably comes out in the arrangements and maybe like structures of how we, like, you know, verse, chorus, that kind of stuff, you know. We think sometimes more like a traditional pop or rock band, you know, not like maybe traditionally epic doomish, where it's like could be a lot of different sections, you know, building up to something. We're a bit more traditional than that, I think.
Something that I noticed is just how strong the choruses on this new album are. And that's something that's really stuck with Sorcerer for a long time, is those epic big choruses that are really vocal centered. Did this happen organically in this album, or was it something that you actively tried to, you know, stay consistent with across your albums?
We always try to have big choruses and a lot of hooks, you know, because I mean, we're all fans of that type of music, which has, you know, strong choruses. So yeah, it's natural. It happens very, you know, like I said, organic. We try to write the biggest epic choruses we can, you know, and if we succeed, that's awesome, you know. When you come to the chorus, you know, it's the mega hooks and mega release, you know, it's supposed to be the biggest moment of the song, so we definitely aim for that.
What would you say the biggest changes that you've made since your last album, The Crowning of the Fire King?
The biggest change, I think on this album we tried to vary the songs a little bit more. On the last album, on The Fire King, it was pretty much the same tempo, like mid-tempo to slow, like the whole time. And this one we have a little bit more, some faster parts, some really slow parts, but then we also have a acoustic, like a sort of ballady type song, you know, so, and we got some growls on it, we got some, maybe not blast beats, but pretty, you know, intense drumming parts. So for us, you know, this is nothing new in metal or doom metal, but for us, it's sort of new elements that we try to bring into this album just for variety, you know, and to make it interesting. So that would be the biggest things, I think.
Even with all that diversity that you're mentioning, what I felt listening to this album is that it has a very unified and integrated feel, even more so than Sorcerer's prior albums. And I think this might come a bit from the concept behind the album. Could you just talk about the concept that really drives the album and how it plays within the songs and across the songs?
Sure. The concept, I mean, the lyrical concept, I assume you're talking about the lyrical concept. It's based around the witch burnings and the Malleum Maleficarum, the witch hammer, the book. And the music came, I mean, it's always when we write music or write songs, you know, the music comes first. Then it's a matter of trying to find lyrics which matches the music, you know. And if you write stuff that sounds like the stuff we do, I mean, you have to try to find some subject matter to write about that makes sense, you know. This time, I think Anders, our main lyrical writer, he was looking around for something to write about. And we knew we wanted to have a concept album. For some reason, he got hung up on this, the Witch Hammer book, and thought, just what the hell, just write about this. I mean, it's nothing new. People have done it before, of course, but for us, it's new. And I think it fits the mood of the music pretty well, I have to say.
Does the concept, is it chronological, or does each song kind of stand on its own?
It's not chronological. The songs definitely stand on their own. You can listen in any order. I mean, there is a sort of a climax at the end, you know, with the last song, but the rest of the songs are pretty much mix and match. We found out that it's really difficult to write a concept album which is chronological, like, you know, Operation Mindcrime by Queensryche, for instance. That is, I mean, unbelievable album. But you pretty much have to have the story first. And then when you write the music, you have to all from the beginning think about pacing and how, you know, tempos and key changes and whatever to keep it interesting. Because when you just write like we normally do, like most people do, you write the songs, and when the songs are done, you put them in the order which makes the most sense, and then you release it. But if you write with the intent of having, you know, the chronological thing going, you have to put in a lot of thought into everything. So we didn't do that this time. Maybe some other time, but we'll see.
That was going to be my next question. Do you ever see yourself approaching a project like that in the future? And do you have any personal interest in it?
Sure. It would be fun. I mean, it would be something we haven't done. So absolutely. Don't know when, though. Probably not the next album. We're probably going to wait for a bit. But yeah, sure. Why not? I'm a huge fan of concept albums. I think it's the good ones are so unbelievably good that, you know, it makes sense to try.
After so much time has passed since the band was formed, and then, you know, about a decade now since, you know, Sorcerer's Rebirth in a way, what has really kept you guys driving to create more? Where does your inspiration differ now from, say, 2010 or so?
I don't know. I think we just have a great chemistry, you know, in writing together. And we still feel we have tons more of, you know, musical avenues sort of to explore. I mean, we're not going to go do a country record, but, you know, we still feel that we have lots more melodies and more riffs and more stuff to show, you know, show the world. So I don't think we're going to quit anytime soon with that. And of course, we've got a good, really good camaraderie in the band. You know, we all get along pretty well. So we like hanging out. And so that's all. That also helps. Yeah, those two things, I would say those are probably the main things. Because, I mean, music is one thing, but, I mean, if you can't hang, if you can't have the social interaction, then it's no use, you know, then you probably should not be working together. That's my feeling.
Speaking of just the band and how everyone gets together, this album has seen a bit of a lineup change since the last one. So can you just talk about what it's been like working and doing some songwriting with new members in the band?
Ricky joined the band before the release of The Fire King. He didn't play on that album, so he joined before the release of The Fire King and did the touring on that album, of course. And he's, of course, the old guy. He's an old member. He was in the band already on the second demo. And he's my favorite drummer in Sweden. I love that guy, you know, amazing drummer. And also Justin, the bass player, he also joined around that time because Johnny Hagel, our previous, I say previous, but he's still in the band. He's just not in the touring capacity. He's writing and doing promotion and other stuff. But Justin joined, and Justin had some really great ideas coming more from a death metal background. So he brought those into the band, and also great lyric writing. He wrote some lyrics together with Anders, really good. And he also showed us that he could growl. So there are some growling parts on the album, just the one song, one or two songs. But so, it made a change. And that's what we wanted. You know, it's always nice to have something shake up. If you get too comfortable, things can become a bit stale. But it definitely has shaken up what we do. So I think in a good way, I hope.
It sounds like everyone really contributed to this album pretty much throughout the entire process. So how would you say that the band approaches songwriting, especially with so many people contributing?
All of us except Anders, we write songs at home. We demo the songs quite extensively on our home studios, and then we send them off to Anders, who works with his co-producer Connie, to add vocal melodies and sometimes change the arrangements. They sometimes, oh, this was a verse or something, and then all of a sudden, when we get the song back, it's now a chorus or the other way around, whatever. Because they try to make sense of what they hear and how the vocals should go. So that's how we've done it since the beginning, pretty much. And it seems to work for us. It's a good process. We're not one of those bands who get together in the rehearsal room and flesh out the ideas and try. We wish somehow that we were. We've always tried to be that band, but it's never materialized. It's always shit coming in between. And since our demos are pretty well done, you can hear pretty much the song in its final state on the demos. It's pretty easy then to go into the studio afterwards and record something that just, the sound quality is better than the demo, but most of the music is already there.
Which of the songs do you feel like you contributed the most to, or that you feel the closest to on the new album?
Well, I wrote, let's see, Hammer Witches, Lamenting of the Innocent, Path to Perdition. Those three songs I wrote together with Anders and Connie, and then I contributed to a couple of more songs. So I have to say those. I think my favorite song is Lamenting of the Innocent. I mean, that chorus, we just nailed it. That's probably like sort of a, if you ever, if someone asks me, like, what do you sound like? What does Sorcerer sound like? I will play them that song, because that really has pretty much all the elements that Sorcerer of today sort of embodies, I think. And then Hammer Witches is cool because it's an up-tempo song. It's pretty different. It's the fastest song on the album. Also great fun to play, and Path to Perdition also like a really doomy. It's hard to pick, but yeah, Lamenting of the Innocent for sure. I think that was the one which I'm closest to, and it was also one of the first ones we finished for this album. And it sort of gave us, because we were a bit anxious in the beginning. We always a bit, worried or anxious if you can deliver, something better than last time. But when we got that song together, we pretty much felt that, okay, we're gonna be good. This is gonna be good.
How long ago did you start the writing process for this album, or when did it really start to come together?
We started writing pretty much January 1st, 2019, so last year, January, about beginning of January, and we wrote almost exactly for half a year, mid June, I would say, or end of June, and then in July we went into the studio, recorded drums, and then we had a couple of gigs in between. We went to the States, we played in Atlanta, Frog Power. From there, from where the drums were done, we just, piled on the guitars and bass and vocals and, the guests and everything, and then we mixed it now in beginning of February this year. So it's been, pretty much 1 year, the whole process.
You mentioned playing at Prog Power, and that's actually where I was first introduced to Sorcerer. It was a great show, and it really let me appreciate how much Sorcerer is really built for a live atmosphere. How much do you keep in mind playing live when you're songwriting?
Really try to think of that we only like two guitar players, and but it's difficult. Because I don't want to be limited by how we can perform live, but at the same time it has to sound good live. So the thing is, we use backing tracks for all the like keyboards, like a backing track machine, so we can at least have the keyboards. But then when it comes to guitars on this album especially, there's a lot of guitars, sometimes like three or four parts playing at once. And I guess, we haven't played live yet with this new material, but Peter and I will have to sit down and really think about what we should play and divide up the parts in a way that makes sense, because no way that we can cover all the parts. So yeah, we try to keep it in our back of our heads, but not too much. We don't want to influence that, too much either, because I think a great album should be able to stand by itself, and then live it can be a different thing. That's what I'm trying to say, I think.
And Sorcerer also has a lot of longer songs, and you do have a bit more speed and a bit more melody than a lot of, say, more classic doom metal bands. How do you take these longer songs and these longer stretches and really just translate it to that live environment?
Ooh, good question. I think I guess if it's an audience that wants to hear doom, I think they're there's no problem, you know, playing slow songs. So if you play, for instance, a festival which is only for Doom fans, or, you know, like Hammer of Doom, for instance, in Germany, fantastic festival, then we know we can just pile it on, you know, with the slow songs. But for instance, Prog Power, we know what kind of audience is there, you know. It's more, yeah, progressive, power metal, that kind of stuff. So we didn't take our slowest and longest songs. We tried to mix it up a little bit more, just because I think the audience would probably appreciate it a little bit more. But yeah, it's hard. I personally think it's difficult to just play, you know, 1 hour of really slow music. That gets kind of boring. So we try to mix it up as much as we can. And for this album, I mean, we got some faster songs on this one, so I don't think it's going to be a problem anymore. We got so much more material now to choose from, so it's going to be a good live set.
What is your personal favorite part about live performances, be it tours or festivals?
The actual playing and the interaction with the people in the audience. And also afterwards, you know, hanging out with people and talking shit over a beer or something. That's amazing, you know, just connecting with people. That's the main thing, connecting with people either on stage or off stage. That's what it's all about.
Now, I know that this summer is definitely kind of uncertain in terms of what shows are going to happen and this next year as a whole. But just in general, are there any festivals or bands that you would like to tour with in the future that you've been looking at, especially with this new album?
My standard, I mean, I've been asked this question a couple of times before, so I'm going to use the same answer. I would love to tour with, it would be Sorcerer opening up, and then it would be Candlemass, and then it would be actually Ghost. And I saw Candlemass toured with Ghost a year ago. I saw that show. It was amazing. And then the headliners would be Iron Maiden. That would be a perfect package for me. I would be so happy to see that and be a part of it.
Man, I would be happy to see that too. That would be one heck of a show.
Yeah, it would be.
But now, speaking of Candlemass, and as you said earlier, you know, they're kind of the kings of epic doom. But that brings me to one part of the album that I haven't discussed yet, which is that you actually have guests on this album.
Mm-hmm.
So, and obviously, notably, that would be Johan Lindqvist and Svante Henriksson on Deliverance. Can you talk a bit about what it took to get them on, what led to the decision of having guests on this album, and how you worked with them?
Yeah, Anders has been friends with Johan for a really long time, our singer Anders. He was in a band with Johan's younger brother way, way, way back when they were maybe, I don't know, 14, 15 or something. And which also meant that he got friendly with Johan. And they've kept in touch over the years, you know, even when Johan quit Candlemass, like in the early days, and he's still kept on singing, you know. It's not like he quit Candlemass and stopped singing. He's always been singing. And just when he joined Candlemass again now, last year or 2 years ago, whatever it was, the idea just came up. Anders just, we should really invite Johan down to sing, because he's a cool guy and he will absolutely say yes. And we're going to love it. It's going to be cool. So we all said, of course, let's do it. I mean, that would be an honor for us to have him on our album. And it was great. You know, this is actually, we filmed this a little bit of the process when they were in the studio and working on the song. So we're going to release it on our channel, like, pretty much around the time when the album comes out. We're going to do like little, the making of this album. So you can see that if you're interested. But it was cool. He's a super laid back guy. He learned the song, came down well prepared, like a total pro, and just, nailed it in a, you know, couple of takes. And then Svante Henriksson, who's a really famous cello player in Sweden. He, same thing there, you know, he was friends with Anders. Svante had played on an old Lion's Share track. Anders used to sing in a progressive band called Lion's Share. And Svante did a song for them, you know. And then, again, Anders kept in touch with him and just sent him this song, Deliverance. And Svante dug it, of course. He liked it. Thought it was cool. So he did the same thing. A couple of passes, and it was done. So, and now it's impossible to listen to the demos of Deliverance because it sounds so different. It's only Anders singing, and there's no cello. But when we have those elements on it, it's like, it's perfect. We're really happy with that.
Now that you've seen what you can do with guest vocalists, do you have any people that you're thinking about inviting on in the future for future Sorcerer work?
We haven't talked about it, but it would be fun for sure. I mean, there's so many great singers out there and, you know, other instrumentalists as well. So I can't give you a name because I don't have any, but it could happen. It could absolutely happen. But we'll see who that will be. I don't know yet.
And speaking of the future, where do you see Sorcerer going in the future? And now, assuming that the world, you know, resumes life as normal, where do you see yourself going after this release, be it touring or starting writing again?
Yeah, no, we absolutely want to do touring, you know. But I mean, I guess this year is totally fucked up, so no touring this year. Hopefully next year. And if we can't do any touring this year, we might do some other type of recording. Maybe record an EP of, I don't know, cover songs or something. Just to keep ourselves busy, you know, do something fun. Because I mean, I don't want to sit around and wait for a year or how long this is going to take, you know, until we can do some touring again. So I think we're going to have to keep ourselves sane and do something creative. We're probably going to do a lot of live streaming like many bands do, you know, from rehearsal space or like a little concert or something. We're going to do that and showcase the new material and just, you know, let people know we're still alive. That would probably be the closest to any plans we have.
Well, and aside from the band, what have you been doing to keep yourself busy lately, especially with, you know, the pandemic occurring? How have you been creating? Have you been listening to anything new and exciting? Any new albums that you're a fan of?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. I don't have any problems keeping myself busy. I mean, I like being at home, so I practice. I play guitar every day because it's fun. And I have to, because I need to, otherwise I get really bad really quickly. And then, you know, I've been, you know, we're learning the new songs. I started working out, you know, I'm an old guy now, so it feels like a good thing to start, you know, building some muscle. So I've been doing that, trying to watch some movies, some series. But you were asking about music. Let's see what I've been listening to. I've been listening to, found this band called Wilderun. They released an album called Veil of Imagination, which is absolutely incredible.
I love that album so much.
Yeah, it's unreal. I never heard of the band. I just found it, you know, on a review site somewhere. I listened to it. I was like knocked out. Incredible. I really like the new latest the Borknagar album. Like that one. The new Opeth, of course, is really cool. I've been going back, actually, listening to a lot of Nevermore, getting into that stuff again, especially the last album, Obsidian Conspiracy. I think that's the best. I know probably no Nevermore fans agree with me, but I don't care. I think that's the best Nevermore album because it feels like they left so much space in there for Worrell to do his thing. You know, it's less technical, less super busy in the guitar. So Worrell really shines on that one. I love that. Then there's a band called Zierler, you know, the guy from Beyond Twilight. You know those guys?
Yeah.
And the keyboardist, Finn Zierler. He made a solo album, I think, a couple of years ago. I don't know how new this is, but it's called just ESC, like Escape or something. That album I've been listening to. It's awesome. What else? Psilosis, the new Psilosis. Sounds excellent. Really cool. Great music to work out to. I'm always listening to, Triptychon and the latest Celtic Frost stuff. I mean, the latest stuff they did. That's some of my favorite, you know, evil music. I will always return to that Triptychon. It's so good. It's not new, but it's sort of new. But that's some of my listening these days.
Well, and it looks like Sorcerer is about to give everyone stuck at home a lot of new listening material. And I guess just as a last question, do you feel any different having your album come out in the middle of a crisis like this? What are the feelings involved?
The feelings involved are shit. We should have, waited a year. Or we should have had this year to write and then release it next year. But then we couldn't be touring, you know. It feels weird, of course, you know, to be able to release an album and not be able to do any shows. That just, it just sucks. But, I mean, it's the same for everybody. And, I mean, it could be worse, you know. It's the way it is. We just have to suck it up and make the best out of it.
And like I said, though, you are giving everyone at home something to look forward to in a month that might not have a lot of that. So
that's true. That's true.
Got to look on the bright side, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me. I really enjoyed hearing more about Lamenting of the Innocent, and I'm looking even more so looking forward to it coming out now.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. You too. Bye. Cheers.
You just heard an interview with Christian, the guitarist for epic doom metal band Sorcerer. Sorcerer's upcoming album, Lamenting of the Innocent, is out on May 29th. For more interviews like this one and other daily content, be sure to follow Sonic Perspectives on Facebook and Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel. To close out today, here is the latest single from Lamenting of the Innocent, the song Dance with the Devil.
life is hard, it's gloom and narrow. A dim light ahead, a burning fire. She can't resist the power of the spell. Seduced by her sins, she feels so
assiduously, relentlessly, as if driven by others.